What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva, company with a little bit of Ladies and Gents podcast. I have been in the frame mind for 2024 to, you know, also, you know, produce good content or produce good information. And someone gave an idea. It's the way they gave it to me was not profound, but I took it and I use it and I, you know, transformed it into my own. And, you know, for the month of February, we're going to be talking about love and relationships, you know, because we look at February as a month of love. And, you know, when you ain't getting no love, everybody looking at you, you looking at yourself crazy. Like, what is my problem? What is, you know, what is the issue? Maybe there's no issue. Maybe, you know, you haven't come into full intuition of what it means to be loved or love yourself or, you know, so forth. But today I want to talk about the psyche of love. I've been reading in on psychcentral.com, the psychology of love. And, you know, nobody teaches us what love is. We look at it through the eyes. We feel it in our hearts, in our emotions, and we are sometimes not taught what love is. Nobody sits you down and teach you what love is unless you go into church, unless you have a relationship in the church and you read the word, you learn what love is in that sector. But no one is sitting you down actually and teaching you how to love yourself, how to love others, how to forgive, how to get to an area of your life where you know how to recognize when people are loving you or when you're not being loved and so forth. But it's a feeling. It is, at the end of the day, it is a feeling of emotions. It's a feeling of situations and circumstances. And you are just, you know, you're as an infant and as an adolescent, you're like, okay, well, you start to feel that along the way, but not as an infant, but as an adolescent, as you continue to grow. You know, and we look at the word love and we look at the meaning, especially in the Webster Dictionary, we look at it. It is an intense feeling of deep affection, a noun, as a verb, a deep affection for someone. Now, when you have this intense feeling of deep affection as a noun, that, you know, that renders person, place, or thing, you know, that has something to do with that. But when you have a deep affection for someone, whether it is yourself, your family relationship, your peer relationships, or even, you know, something that has nothing to do with any other thing, but it is a love for life. PsychCentral.com did a research. There's a research in there in 2016. It points to a neuropeptide and a neurotransmitter as the source of love. Feeling of love helps someone bond with others. As social creatures, we strive by mutual support, reproduction, and cooperation. Today, I want to focus on the mutual part, because that is, when you look at love in itself, there has to be a mutual understanding. I mean, there's a connectivity there. There's some energy and some chemistry there that you hadn't felt before. Just think about when you're in school, you know, down to the grade that you really understand you were you, and you felt like somebody liked you. Goodness, you couldn't take that. You could take that to the bank and cash it. Just, you knew somebody liked you. You look forward to going to school the next day, or you look forward to seeing that person. You look forward to that person really. Oh my God. You know, that's a feeling it was somewhat mutual, because you felt the same way. In the likeness of, you were like, oh my God, I cannot believe this person feels like this about me. I kind of feel this way too. There is a connection there, meaning there are two energies that have connected together mutually. And now there's an understanding that we like each other. There's something going on here, you know, and that's a feeling you can't shake. You know, when you know that somebody likes you and they know that you like them, that starts a bond. That starts some type of foundation in the sense of saying that this relationship can actually grow into something. Now, mutual, when we look up that word, we look at it, it tells us it's held in common by two or more parties. Now, there may be a mutual understanding that I like you, you like me, but somebody else could like you too. Now we got a problem because there's the connectivity is not there. Yeah, we feel that. But what if another party comes along and likes you too when we already liking each other? There's a problem there. And that's where we put ourselves in a situation called situationships, or, you know, you're in an entanglement. You know, you didn't got in something that ain't got nothing to do with you. And because you was liking one person and they was liking you. And here comes Susie. Susie Cutie came out the woodworks. And I'm like, well, where did you come from? But it's held in common because you could like two people at one time. Don't make it right. Because somebody could get hurt in that, you know, that mutuality. And at times we find ourselves in those situations. And we realize, like, wait a minute, I got to make a choice. Whether this other person knows it or not, or whether this Sally knows it or not, I got to make a choice. You know, and sometimes the man is in the middle and sometimes the woman is in the middle. And maybe there is, and, you know, this is where we had this triangle. We got this love triangle going on, and really we're supposed to have a circle. Let me get into it. We're supposed to have this circle, and we don't form these circles of this love. Now we got this triangle that, you know, all these three corners, and it's supposed to be just, you know, maybe a line up and down, just supposed to be between us two. And now we got some, you know, got some somebody else that's in here. Now, when we look at mutual love, the love of security, equally of energies for staying together. Four major areas of mutual love as a relationship tends to grow is love, benefits, trust, and support. Now, when you have mutual love, you feel some type of way, because when a person is loving you and you're loving them, that secures so much. It causes less worry. It causes the less of you, you know, going back and forth and asking yourself, does this person really love you? No, you can feel it within your spirit. There's that energy and saying, you know what? I don't have to question this. I know that this person loves me and I love them. And that love, that's an unbreakable type of love. You know, when you see two people married, you're like, you know what? That's what I wish for once someday, because they have a mutual understanding how they feel about each other. And a lot of people, you see that, you're like, mm-mm. Y'all need to go the other way. Y'all, that ain't working. There's no mutual understanding, you know, and sometimes there is a lack of love in several seasons. You know, sometimes the love falls off. But you mutually understand that there is a love there, but we just agree to disagree on some things, or there may be trouble in love land. Now, mutual love goes into the benefits of this. Now, we're not talking about money, cars, and homes and all this stuff, but the benefit of this mutual love. You benefit so much from mutual love that, you know, you cause your whole reproductive system to flow. You know, just think when you've been in love and things, you know, the sky was even, it just seemed to open up. Your heart was open. Your mind was open. You had a new sense of life. And these benefits cause you to love other people, cause you to love yourself, cause you to spring forth a new you. But many of us don't get that benefit because the love relationship may be one-sided. You know, if we look at a lot of relationships and, you know, not with even in social media, but the world and even those around us, and we see how sometimes these relationships are one-sided. They're, you know, the benefit of someone reaping the benefits of your love and then they're not giving it back, you know, which is, you know, very odd, because you're looking for that benefit of the love going both ways. And when someone is a, what's the word I'm looking for? they are, you know, they're benefiting from your love, but they can't seem to reciprocate that love. They can't seem to give it back. What is the benefit of the relationship? And this is what causes arguments. This is what causes people to say, you know what, I can't do this anymore, because, you know, after 6 months to a year, meaning in a lot of relationships, we look at what are the benefits? What am I getting out of this? Is it something that I can move forward in? Is this person willing to change? You look at the benefit of the relationship. Many of us are not willing to walk away because we feel like that's what the benefit offers. You know, it's like getting, you know, it's a 2-for-1 deal. You know, you get 2-for-1. You get the two of us and you get the love. It didn't say 3, 4, or 5, but it's the two that make the thing go right. And you don't want to, sometimes you run across an opportunist. That's the word I was looking for. Sometimes you run across an opportunist and you don't even realize you run across an opportunity because you're so eager for love. You are looking for love in all the wrong places. You are searching and searching and searching and searching and searching for a love, and you end up running into an opportunist, meaning that that person will take everything, even your soul, when it comes to what you can offer. And now you've given that away, and it's hard to get that back. We also look at the trust factor of this mutual love and this mutual in this part of understanding, because, you know, without trust, honey, you got yourself nothing, and nothing out of nothing leaves nothing. You know, they say it leads to something, but it ain't nothing what you're looking for. The lack of trust is, I say, it is a discernment that you have, you know. We always say we have this woman's intuition when it comes to when we know when something's not right, or we know when someone is treating us a certain type of way, or how they talk to us, or how they treat us. It's your intuition to know that you can trust this person or not. And when it comes down to that trust, that's a hard pill to swallow when you are with someone or you laying in the bed with that person and you know, like the, like on Color Purple, they say you can't sleep at night and you wondering why. Maybe God is trying to tell you something. Maybe he is, because the energy is there. Think about it. When you with someone and you laying in that bed, whether you're married with them or not, their energy gives off. Their energy tells on them. Whether you could be late, you know, you could be 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and you wake up and you just sense something is wrong. Their body language, the way they connect with you, the things that they used to do for you and no longer doing, the shift in their mood, the way they communicate with you, their interaction. That all has to do with trust. That goes back to that mutuality of saying, hey, look, this emotion I have for you is no longer there. So that leads to the distrust. And when you have distrust in a relationship, you might as well get ready for the arguing, the fussing, the fighting, the cussing, you know, calling you everything but the child of God. And this is a hurtful factor because, you know, you're treating me, or the lack of love is no longer there. So now I'm being treated in a way that I don't deserve. I'm being treated as if I, you know, have done something wrong. And many times the person is not willing to communicate on what's taking place. You know, whatever's in the dark end up coming into the light. And that causes so many other issues in a relationship. Just think about two people that you know who have had this lack of trust. You can hear it. You can hear it. You can feel it when you walk into their house. You can feel it when they walk towards you. You can sense it. You can see it. I've heard two people arguing in a department store. I'll be thanking God, like, thank God I'm not in a relationship. Thank God I don't have to go through that. You know, and I'm not saying I don't want to be in a relationship. What I'm saying is that I'm glad I'm not there. Because that's embarrassing. When you look back, you're like, man, I did all of that. That's what I was going through. That's what I put myself through. Not knowing I could have walked away. And the next one has to do, trust has, you know, leans into support. how supportive, you know, when it comes to a mutual love, how supportive is that person? You know, because we look at social media for support, because we like and we follow. We follow and we like. We scroll, scroll, scroll until we find something that we like and we support it. So when you look at social media, people are looking for love. And then again, they may be looking for love in all the wrong places. We are looking for answers. We are searching for the next best thing. We are searching for something that is new. And many of us don't have the support we need, whether it is in a relationship, whether it's with our family, whether it, even within the church itself. You know, and we're searching for that support. You know, and we are searching for something that we cannot communicate to other people. We get mad, we get frustrated, or if that person doesn't have an ear to hear, there's a lack of support. Because it's hard for me to come and communicate with you because I'm feeling this type of way. And now that I'm feeling this type of way, I don't know how to express it to you. So I'm gonna get mad. I'm gonna go from flight to fight. And I'm not gonna communicate with you because I don't love you. There are no benefits here. I don't trust you. And now there's no support. And the equal opportunity of a relationship is to build a foundation so you can, you know, benefit from the love factor. But if two people are struggling in one of these areas, the foundation tends to crack. It tends to become shallow. It is hard to stand on because the fear sets in. And both parties are, you know, they take a step back and they're trying to think about, wow, what do I do with this? And some of this love turns into hate. So we look at the mutual factor that, you know, when we mutually love someone, all these things are included: the love, the benefit, the trust, and support. So ask yourself in your relationship, is this what I'm getting? Is there a mutual understanding in this relationship? And it's amazing when you can answer these questions. You asking yourself these questions already, but answer the question. Answer the question to the fact, am I getting anything out of this? Is there love? Is there trust? Is there support? And many marriages are built on this. At the end of the day, many marriages are built on this mutual love because we see it as a two-way street. And many divorces come along because most people are going the opposite direction of that two-way street. When they got their back turned to each other and they're walking away. Picture that. So when it comes to mutual love, we look at the fact that it has to be built on something. And that something is the chemical development. The chemical, you know, is there chemistry? What happened to the chemistry? It lost love, it lost the benefit, it lost the trust, and it lost the support. Also in psychcentral.com, having the same emotions or doing the same thing create a partnership of mutual respect, trust, and understanding. Although relationships are built mutual love, chemistry with someone includes strong eye contact, engaging conversation, touch, and comfortability, value, and interest. That in itself takes you into saying, you know what, this is worth my energy. This is worth my time. This is worth me. It's worth the investment. Because having these things that you have in common and the things that you feel and this mutual love that takes place, you got yourself something. Whether you are building this relationship with yourself, whether you building it with your peers, whether you're building it with your family, or anything that has to do within your life. Even you ask yourself this question, how do I mutually love myself? How do I get to the point where I love and I benefit and I trust and I can support myself? Even though, because there may be a time where there's no one around. And not saying no one, but you go through this season of saying, oh, okay, I'm somewhat isolated, but I have love, but how am I receiving those around me? How am I giving the love that's around me? Once again, it's a two-way street. And if both parties have their backs turned, people are going in the opposite direction. And I believe when you take this time out to figure out the psychology of love and how you want to be loved and how you love others, you will reciprocate from that. You will grow from that. You will benefit from that, and you will get that support. But if people see that you ain't really loving yourself, what do you expect for them to do? How do you expect for them to receive you? You know, you have people walking around here, they're cussing, they're acting crazy, you know, they're acting very belligerent. They have no respect for themselves or others, which shows they have no love for themselves. And once again, back to my, you know, statement at hand, nobody sits us down and teaches us what love is. It is a visual thing in this day and time. We want to be shown. We want to see what love is, and then we'll feel it. Now, another thing that I kind of looked up, platonic relationships when it comes to mutual love. Now, these are close bonds between individuals without sexual contact, meaning that there's not a mutual understanding, because one person feels one way and another person feels another way. And when you have this platonic type of, you know, non-mutual understanding, you put that person in the friend zone. Keep them there. Because one person is, and this happened a lot with men, especially with women who have men as friends. You got to keep a long distance with that, because somebody is going to cross the line. And that sometimes is vice versa. And sometimes, you know, when you put a person in the friend zone, they are willing to cross that line if you give them the opportunity. They will run a mile or a marathon if you gave them the opportunity. And this is where understanding comes in, because we don't have a mutual understanding. There's no mutual love. I love you as a friend, but I don't want to cross those lines. And many platonic relationships turn into other things because the person end up having a mutual understanding, like, hey, we can make this work. But there are times that the feelings are not mutual. And this causes an issue in so many relationships, whether they are friends, whether they are, you know, like I said, they're peer friends. You realize, like, wait a minute, I don't want to cross this line. I don't want to get myself into something I can't get myself. And why does this person feel like this about me? And they not verbalizing, but they sexually trying to verbalize it. You know, and that's where the misunderstanding comes in, you know, and I realize that, because a lot of us go through it, you know, and if there's no mutual understanding that we love each other as friends, and if you can't communicate with me how you really feel about me, then we got a problem. We have, you know, now I got to continue to put you in the friend zone, because I don't want to be sexually active with you. Be honest with people. Be honest and let them know where you stand. You know, Psych Central, PsychCentral.com's, you know, what is love? It seems like so much more and more thoughts. Calling love and an interaction of brain chemicals doesn't quite describe how it can warm your heart and captivate your soul. So as you continue to listen to this podcast, ladies and gents, you know, our common denominator is relationships and love. And in this segment or this episode, I hope you get something out of this conversation as I have it with myself, because I'm growing and I'm learning, and I don't want to miss anything. I want to be able to continue to show love and have a mutual understanding with those around me. So when you guys get time, go to psychcentral.com or look up the psychology of love. There is a lot in this article. There is a lot to, you know, learn from this, and we all could have seen from somewhere, we could, all could have learned this in life without all the distractions and the things that causes us to lose lack of love. So this is your girl, Virtuous Diva, in company with a little bit of Ladies in Gents podcast episode. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you got something from it. I always say sift through the information. You don't have to take everything in, but take what you need. Put it in your wisdom box and save it till the next time. You guys be easy, be blessed. Deuces.